We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 25 of Joy. Today's title is Fruit of a Spirit-Filled Life. Wendy Witter said, "Joy is not the fruit of favorable circumstances. Rather, it's the outpouring of a contented heart." Our text is in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy. In our devotion time together, we have learned that the New Testament word for joy is chara. This word is related to the Greek word charis, meaning grace or gift, and charos, which can be translated to rejoice or express joy. Therefore, joy is a natural response to a gracious gift. Joy is a gift from God that comes through a relationship with Him. Thus, joy is in the spiritual DNA of every born-again follower of Jesus Christ. A walk with Jesus leads to a journey of joy. The Bible refers to joy as one part of the fruit of the Spirit. When a fruit tree is planted, watered, and grows to maturity, eventually it produces fruit. If an apple tree, for instance, does not ever produce apples, then something is wrong. Either there's a problem with the root system or the tree is dead. If we are alive in Christ, our lives will produce the fruit of joy. We know that as believers, nothing is wrong with our roots because our foundation is Jesus Christ. So we can be sure that fruit will be produced by the Spirit of God in everyone who faithfully walks in a relationship with Jesus. Paul, who wrote about the fruit of the Spirit to the Galatian Christians, also wrote the following words to the church at Philippi in Philippians 1, verse 11. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. Paul longed for God's people to harvest fruit from their salvation. He believed that Jesus Christ produced the fruit of righteous character in Christians. Paul also knew that fruit-producing believers bring much glory and praise to God. It's interesting to note that Paul wrote Galatians before he wrote Philippians. So he wrote of joy as the fruit of the Spirit before he said that your salvation produced fruit. In Galatians, Paul broke down specific characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Later in Philippians, he said, these righteous character traits all come as the fruit of your salvation. So Paul teaches us that joy is received when we join God's family. It is a trait seen in all of his children. Remember, though, that fruit has to be nurtured. A tree doesn't bear fruit as soon as it is planted. It takes time and attention for fruit to be produced. In the book, The Ascent of a Leader, Bruce McNoel and Bill Thrall tell of a woman who has a dream where she wanders into a shop at the mall and she finds Jesus behind a counter. Jesus says, "You can have anything your heart desires." Astounded but pleased, she asks for peace, joy, happiness, wisdom, and freedom from fear. Then she adds, "Not just for me, but for the whole earth." Jesus smiles and says, "I think you misunderstood me. We don't sell fruits, only seeds." You must plant seeds in order to harvest fruit. In the parable of the sower found in Luke 8, Jesus defines the seed of the Word of God. Plant the seed of God's Word deep in your heart and trust the Spirit of God to produce fruit in your life. May you find the fullness of joy as just part of the fruit of the Spirit-filled life. Let's think about these thoughts today. How is the fruit of joy connected to the fruit of salvation? In what ways is your life producing the fruit of joy? What spiritual truths can you discern from the statement below? In the words of Jack Wellman, joy is best sown in broken ground. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we want that wonderful fruit in our lives, but we need to be planting seeds. So Lord, may the seed of your word get down deep in our hearts as we trust you to produce and grow that amazing fruit in our lives. Would you prune away anything that is there that might want to choke out any of that fruit? We love you, Father. Amen.